Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mari Nimim Rasi Sheyichu, or the schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Rabbi Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai, or Victoria Bastila Rovida. Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassa. Rabbi Yosef Tzvi, Ben Maritana Miriam, David Avram, Ben Maritana Miriam, Naomi Sarabas Maritana Miriam, Bechol Yotze Chalitzeim, Bechol Anuvim Elehem. And this is based in the Torah of Mori Barabi Akona Gadol, Reb David Shlita, Perik Yud, Psukim Chof Ches and Chof Tes, Vayomer Lo Paro Me'alech Me'alai. Paro said, go away. Yishamer lecha al toisef rois panai ki biyom rosh panai tamus. Be careful not to see my face, because the day you see my face, you're going to die. Vayomer Moshe kein dibarta. Moshe Rabbeinu said, as you said, Lo osif od ra'oiz panecha, I will not see your face again. This is after Makas Choshech. Paro calls Moshe. He says, serve Hashem. Just leave your animals here. And he says, no, no, no. We're not doing that. You're actually going to give us animals. And then Paro, Hashem strengthens Paro's heart and he won't send them away. So Paro gets all angry at Moshe. And he says, go away. You're not going to see my face again. The day you see my face, you're going to die. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, you got it. I won't see your face again. Sfon already asks that it says later on, 12:31, Vayikra Moshe v'Aaron Laila, Vayomer kumu tzu mitoch ami gam etem gam b'nei Yisrael, v'lechu ivdu es Hashem kidabilchem. We have here in the Pasuk that he calls to Moses and Aaron at night and he says, go out from my nation, you, Bnei Israel, and go serve your God as he spoke. So you see, 12:31, that he did see Moshe's face again. So how does Moshe here say, Lo kein dibarta, lo sifod, lo panecha? See the Arachaim in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. So this phono says that it was Aide Avodav, Laide Atzma. He didn't see himself, it was through his servants. Like we see later on, 11:8. So the Avodim bowed down and said, go out. So it wasn't Paro himself, wherever the Ibn Ezra, here the Ramban, Besef Dvarav, from Shmois Rabbah 18:1, says that Moshe Rak Omar Shule Avoy Lavod, he said he's not going to come to him again, Moshe to Paro, but Paro is going to come to Moshe. So Moshe's whole idea was that he's not going to come to Paro, but Paro can come to him. But how can they say that? The Pasuk says, I'm not going to see your face again. Lo sifod roz panecha. Bistam. So how do we see from this that he's not going to come to Paro, but Paro is going to come to him? We also have to understand what Rashi says over here. Kein dibarta, yafeh dibarta, ubizmano dibarta. So you have spoken. Beautifully you have spoken. At the right time you have spoken from the Mechilta. Emes, shela osif od ra'ois panecha. It's true. I'm not going to see your face again. What is the emes? What's the yafe? What's the bizmano? So this is discussed by the Sivsei Chachamim, the Mazrachi, the Gurarie. So after all they said, we still have to understand the bizmanoi. What's the bizmano dibarta? At the right time you have spoken. So it appears follows, says Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal, that the inyan of Ri'as Panim, what does it mean, Ro'is Panecha, the inyan of seeing his face, that it says Panim Daika, his face, not seeing the person, but seeing his face. Ri'as Panim v'lo Ri'as Ha'ish. Because the Panim, the face, is what makes a person unique. Kishem Shadeus Partsufem Shonim Kach Deoseim Shonos. Everybody has a different partsuf. Everybody looks different. That's what makes a person special. He looks different than everybody else. Panim Elshem Pnimius. Like we see in the Mishnah Yevamos 1:20, Ein Midim Elach Partsuf Panim Imchoitem. When you're made about a husband that he died, a man that he died, his wife can remarry. There has to be the face with the nose. You need a face. When Melo once says something said about the face, it relates to this, what's unique about this person. His special face, his special essence, his special, his unique being. And there are endless examples of this, like what it says in Bereishis 31:32, in other words, that the Re'iyah becomes because of what was unique about Yaakov and what was unique about the angel. Shmos 33:11, in other words, Moshe and his uniqueness was able to see Hashem, that of course is unique. Dvarim 1:17, Lo Sakiru Panim Bamishpat. Shekamuvan hakoras ponim hi beglal miyuchudasoi shel hanidoin. You shouldn't recognize faces in judgment because this person is unique. In other words, he's rich or he's powerful or he's smart. And the Pasuk is saying that you shouldn't favor him in judgment. Chayinu perek chaf chetz pasuk nun ve'oid ve'oid. So panim is what's unique about a person. According to this, when there's a tzivu here of paro, kshenemar kan tzivui shel paro, v'devrei Moshe al iriyat panav shel paro, that Moshe Rabbeinu says that he's not going to see. What does paro say to him? Paro says to him, be careful not to see my face again. The day you see my face, you're going to die. And Moshe says, you got it. Kein dibarta lo tzivu lo ispanecho. Anidonu al paro kimelech. What do you mean I can see your face? Paro is the ruler. Paro is the king. That's his essence. But if the Re'iyah is ba'ofen, shel imalchus v'nechbadus, it's in such a way of not being king, not being a nechbad. Ein zu Re'iyas panav shel paro. That's not called seeing paro's face. And therefore Moshe said, kein dibarta lo sif rois panecho. From the fact that I am not coming to you, which is what is required of your essential kingliness, you are king, and the mele sepast, as they say in Spanish, zematim, it's fitting that I should come to you, but I'm not going to. You're going to come to me, and that's not derech malchus. That's this lashon of panim. Like we saw in the Rishonim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I'm not going to come to you, but you're going to come to me. Because I'm not going to see your face, meaning I'm not going to see you as a melech. Because it's not matim for the melech that he should go to the other person. The person comes to him. And Taka Moshe never saw Panei Paro b'mahutso k'melech. He didn't see the face of Paro as a king. Because Paro had to come to him. Therefore, that's not Paro with his panim, with his true face. I think it was Abraham Lincoln who was once accused of being two-faced. So he said, you really think if I had two faces, I would use this one? And that's what it says in Targum Yonasan ben Uziah, lo sosif lamech mechsova api. You are not going to add on and see Savar Api, my savior upon him. V'hainu riyah ma shomrim panav shel paro. Shekanet beretz paro omrim apanim malchus v'nechbodus. So paro special savior upon him he's not going to see. Because it's not going to be the same paro. Savor panim, zelshon hesber panim, the explanation of the face, that when you see someone's face, it's masbir, it explains it. You understand what's going on inside of them. It's their mahus. reflects eponymous, upon him. So Pyro said, you're not going to see my Sefer Apeh. Again, that's the special face of Pyro, the Malchus, the Nechvadus. And that's what it says. Emes dibarta. It's true. It's true. In other words, you're going to see his external face, but it's not going to be the true Pyro. And it's Yofi dibarta. Mishim shamar b'ze Moshe shachin tashpi amaka. Ma shebikesh Moshe miparo. He spoke beautifully. Moshe was saying that the Makkah is going to be Mashpia on what Moshe is asking of Pyro. And Pyro is going to lose face. So therefore, Yafa Amarta, you're saying good, you're saying beautifully, that you're really going to lose your face. It's Emes, I'm not going to see your face because it's not going to be the same face. And you're saying beautifully, it fits, that's what beauty is. Beauty is when everything is in the right place. When there's symmetry. So here everything fits because you're not going to see my real face again. And it's also Bizmano. It's at the right time because this is the time of the Hasrala Makkah. So this is the time when he's being warned about the Makkah. So this is the time that he should tell Pyro that the Makkah is going to be Mashpia, that this plague is going to impact him, and he's going to lose his face. So we're zocha to explain. Not only the Bizmano Dibarta, but also what the Farshim explained well, the Yafa Dibarta and the Emes Dibarta. It's Emes. I'm going to lose my Nechvadus. It's Yafe. It fits. Because you're going to get what you want. So you spoke beautifully. You said that I'm going to lose my face because the Makkah is going to be Mashpi on me. I'm going to lose my Malchus. You were right. So it fit in beautifully, what you said and what actually happened. You spoke at the right time. You gave me Hatzera before. Bizmano dibarta. Meaning this is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Pyro. And Pyro says, you're not going to see my face. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, you got it. Really not. Emes dibarta, Yafa dibarta, Bizmano dibarta. It says later on, 11:8, V'yardu kol ha'bedecha elai, v'shtach bu lilei mortzei ata v'chol ha'mishe b'rag lecha, v'achrei chen eitzei v'eitzei me'im paroi v'chori af. This is 11:8. And the Pasuk says that all of your servants shall come down to me and bow to me, saying, get out, you and all the people who follow you. And afterwards I shall go out. And he went out from Paro with a flare of anger. Rashi says, and the words Bukhari Af, what's Bukhari Af? Al Masha Amar La Tosef Rois Ponai. You know why he was so angry? He was so angry because Pyro says, you're not going to see my face again. Don't come back and see my face. Come back and see my face, you're done. That was what Moshe was so angry about. Bukhora Kashel Lehavin. What's this great inyan? The Pyro is saying, Al Tosef Rois Ponai. This should be a reason for Moshe Rabbeinu's the flaring of his anger. Anav Mikol Adam. Until now, Paro is mamish drawing his cup around to Moshe Rabbeinu. Let you go, I'm not going to let you go, I'm not going to let you go. And you don't see Moshe Rabbeinu getting angry, you don't see the Choviyaf. And Pitom here, and the don't come back and see my face, you have this Choviyaf. Ma Choviyaf is it? V'yotel tamua, מה שכתוב בזבוחים, בדף קוף בייז, מדס ריש לוקש. You know what it means? בחור יאף. And it means Moshe Rabbeinu gave him a stiras lechi. Moshe Rabbeinu slapped him in his face. מחי תסי. He He says, "You're not going to see my face, for that parah deserves a patch and punim. He deserves a slap in the face. Ma kore po? Ma kore po?" עוד צריך לבאר בספתי חכמים באות למד. כתוב על מה שכותב רש"י, מה שכתוב מיצי מים פרעה בחור יף. דהיינו שכשגמר דבריו, יצא מלפניו. ספתי חכמים explains, that Rashi is coming to explain, in other words, what's pshat, that he went out from Paro. When he finished speaking, he went out from Paro. That's Rashi. So the Sifsei Chachamim explains, Rashi is coming to explain that even though Paro said, "Al tosef reis panai," don't continue seeing my face, he didn't go out. He still stayed in and continued the conversation. In other words, that's pshat in the pasuk. Because otherwise, it's pashat that he went out from Paro. When you finish speaking, you leave. Whenever he finished speaking, he left. And the pasuk doesn't say he went out. So why does pasuk here tell us he went out? The answer is because he didn't go out yet. He stayed around. And he only went out now. That's why the pasuk says he went out now. But until then, he stayed around. That's the chiddush of our pasuk. We still have to understand. Why does the pasuk have to tell us this? You see this? That's a minyan. I'm a vua b'parashim. Moshe Rabbeinu continued speaking with parah b'nevua. Shenem lo b'yoto lefanav, like Rashi writes in pasuk Dalet. So what do we need a special pasuk for this? Say that he continues speaking to Paro. That's what we have in pasuk Dalet. Vayomer Moshe ko amar Hashem kachatzos halaylo. Ani yotze b'serich Mitzrayim. In other words, when he was still standing in front of Paro, he hadn't left yet. In front of Losev Ros Panim, when he left, he didn't see his face again. So he was still there. So what do you need? A new Kamash Mulan in this Pasuk, that he was there, he stayed there the whole time. We already learned that from Pasuk Dalet. Why we have to be told this now? Oh, he went out. He went out, implying he didn't go out until now. Now we're told of that. And we were told of that earlier already. Why do you have to tell us again now? So based on what we explained, it would appear as follows. That since Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Kein dibarta lo sifot rois panecho," you've spoken correctly, I will not see your face again. That's mechayev, that he should leave immediately. Like we see from Rashi in the Sisei Chachamim. That in theory, it says that he should be leaving now. Paro says, "You're not going to see my face again." He should be leaving now, and therefore you have a special chiddush. That Rashi tells us that kishagamar dvarav yatsa melefanav, only when he finished. Because even though Paro says, "Don't see my face again," he didn't leave. Meaning he should have left. אז אם נאמרה לו בעמדו לפני פרעה נבואה לאומרה עכשיו ולא לצאת, if he was given a nevuah to say now and not to leave, like we see in Rashi in Pasuk Dalet, so בעל כוחנו מתחייב, so this requires us to say that Paro in this Amira is not going to be במחוסו מלך. That's not Rias Panav. In other words, if Paro says you're not going to see my face, Moshe's not going to see your face. And he continues speaking to him. That means that it's not going to be the same face. He's going to lose face, as they say today. Ein zu rias panav. And if ein zu rias panav is nisht zel b'paroi, it's not the same paro. So then we have to be act towards him as if he's not king. And that's why Reish Lakish says he gave him a pachay from panim. He gave him a slap in the face. Dafka on his face, meaning you don't have the face of a king anymore. You don't have this mahus of malchus. And even according to the other opinion, that he didn't slap him in the face, the very going out, b'choli af, milifnei paro, Gemara in Zevachim 102a, the very going out with anger is a zilzul nemelech. So that means he's not, doesn't have his essence as a king. And this is coming from Hashem. Because if Hashem continues giving him this nevuah when he's in front of Paro, that means that he's not seeing Paro's face. So it's understood from that he shouldn't relate to Paro as a king. Like we see in the Lashon HaMedrash, Kevin Shagamar Ve'amar Lo'osif Odes Panecha Miat Kofatz Olav Adibur B'Srich Paltin Shel Paro. When he says, I'm not going to see your face again, immediately he had this Dibur in Paro's palace. In other words, the Dibur is Shaykh to Moshe said, Lo'osif Odes Panecha. That's why Moshe did what he did, because he understood that this is not the same panim. It's a different panim. So when it says, Me'etim im paro is a kamash malan. Why did he stay until now? Because Vayetze, he left b'chori af, showing that paro doesn't have the same panim. And that's why he was able to stay until now. It's all a hemshech. But God says to him, and Moshe says, I'm not going to see your face again. And then Moshe Rabbeinu continues being misnabe. And the nevuah continues. And from the fact that the nevuah continues, so it's a hemshech of that, we have in Pasuk Ches, Vayetze b'chori af. He gives him the slap in the face. That's a hemshech advarm. It's a continuation. But he's not the same face of power. That's why he was able to continue the nevuah. That's why he was able to leave Bukhari Af. That's why he was able to give him the slap in the face. If all of that is true, then we run into a problem. And the problem is that the Gemara in Zvachim asks on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that he slapped him in the face and went out. And the Gemara says, did Reish Lakish really say that? Aye, we have earlier, Shmos 7:15, V'nitzavta likraso asfas hayo'or. So Reish Lakish says he's a king. You should be masbir lo panim. You should be amiable towards him. Shom sever panim yafis. Rabbi Yochanan says he's a rasha. And you should be insolent towards him. So Gemara asks on Reish Lakish, how can you say that he slapped Paro in the face? When Moshe Rabbeinu has a commandment to treat him like a melech. But according to what we're saying, it's not a kasha. Because that's earlier on. Earlier on, he was given a commandment to treat him like a melech, to treat him with respect. But now, he's being given a commandment to treat him with disrespect. It's not the same punim anymore. So what's the kasha? So, b'lav hachi, the Gemara is shver, because even if you don't hold like Reish Lakish, who says that there's a special command to be masbir panim, even if you don't hold like Reish Lakish, excuse me, that he gave him a slap in the face. But he still went out b'chori af. So you don't hold like Reish Lakish, even without the slap in the face. Just the fact that he went out b'chori af is a lack of respect. Because Reish Lakish holds that he was a melech, as below pun, he was given a command to treat him with respect. So how do you go out with chariyah? Forget about the slap in the face. You don't have to come on to the stiras upon him. So from this we see that here is different. That he had to be mezalzel and paro, and therefore he went out b'chariyah. That was necessary. Just the Gemara holds that since earlier on, in other words, He was told to stay around. If he's told to stay around, that means it's not the same punim. If he was told to stay around, that means the parah doesn't have the same punim. So that's the command to be mezalzel. So it doesn't bother us that he was commanded, that he left b'chariyaf. What bothers us is what Reish Lakish says. That Reish Lakish says that he slapped him in the face. And if Reish Lakish says that he's a melech v'hasber lo panim, that earlier on he was commanded to give him kavod, that means that now that he's mezalzel, yeah, he was commanded to be mezalzel. But you have to minimize the zilzel. It's really a kasha within Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, if he was commanded earlier to give him kavod, now that he's that Moshe understands that he has to be mezalzel and power, it's not the same punim. But limit it. You don't have to go so far as to slap him in the face. That's the Gemara's kasha. If you hold it earlier on, like Rabbi Yochanan says, Rasha hu v'ayis panecha bo, so then it works out great. He's a Rasha, you should be insolent towards him, and therefore it makes sense that now that he went down even further power, you can slap him in the face. So that's with Rabbi Yochanan, but if you're holding with Reish Lakish, that he's a melech v'hasber lo panim, he's commanded earlier on to give him kavod. And how here does he slap him in the face? Minimize it. So the Gemara's teretz is ein achinam, epoch. Switch the dais around. That Reish Lakish holds that it was Moshe was commanded to be insolent earlier on in Memela. It makes sense that he gave him the slap in the face. אנחנו רואים בהמשך הסוגיה שם בזבחים בדף קוף ב' וגם במנחות בדף צדיק ח' עמוד א' says נגמורה לאוילם תאי אמס מלכוס עליך you should have aim of מלכוס תכסי וירדו כל עבדיך אליי וישתחוו לי that Moshe says to Paro that your avodim are going to come and bow down to me and to Rabbi Yanai he's not speaking to Paro. He doesn't say to Paro out of respect. You see, you should have Amos Malchus. But wait a second, how's that shtim with the man the Omer that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded L'hois Panav Eilav? And we have an opinion in the Gemara earlier, we thought it was Rabbi Yochanan, and it turns out it's Reish Lakish, that he was commanded Roshu V'hois Panechabo, that you should have Ozis Panim, you should be insolent towards him. And here we're saying Adarab. He wasn't insolent, he had Amos HaMalchus. He had this awe of the kingship. That's the Rabbi Sainer Bali HaToysis Rabbi made on this. The Torah Shleim on Biur Ba'osim Envav brings from the Shainim. So we see from this, that this tzivui of being insolent, of being chutzpedik, ha'is panechabo, is only vis-a-vis the tviya, vis-a-vis the demand that Paro send away the Jewish people. Like Rashi says, Hois panecha bo hainu lemulchoma v'divrei azus. You should have chutzpah regarding the war and words of insolence. What's the war? The war is the demand to let my people go. But other things that have nothing to do with let my people go, you should be respectful. There's still Emes HaMalchus. And therefore, v'yardu avadecha eli are not our tviya, that your servants are going to come to me, are not part of his demand to let my people go. Something else. Therefore, the Kuli Alma, Moshe Rabbeinu was mischayev in Amos Malchus, not to be pogea b'paro, not to be insulting towards Paro. Bazoi, and how did he slap Paro in the face? That's not divrei tviya l'shiluach. That's not a demand to go. And we said, if he's not demanding to go, if it's not part of the Muhammad, if it's not part of his escape plan from Mitzrayim, so there's a chiv of Amos HaMalchus. He still has this obligation to have awe of the kingship. So how's it mavur b'gemore that it works out according to Reish Lakish, who holds Rashi hu v'hois panechabo? That the Gemara says that if the slap in the face is okay, if you hold that he's a Rasha, and therefore you should have chutzpah now. Chutzpah is only going on the tefillah l'shiluach, on the demand to leave. not anything else, but not if it's not a demand to leave. But based on what we said, it's very good. Because the Yitzia B'chori Av was a defined everything relating to Makas B'choros as something that Paro should be Mezuzo. Loshen Rabbeinu is HaYitzia B'chori Av Hoysa Ashvuye Al Kol Divrei HaTviya De Makas B'choros Lasis is paro mezulzoba. That everything relating to Makas Bechoros, that's what's happening over here when Moshe Rabbeinu goes out, is that paro is being made, paro is to be disgraced. And if so, vis-a-vis that, Adarab, he's commanded to be insolent and not to have Emas HaMalchus. And therefore, there's no chiyuv of Emas HaMalchus. In other words, earlier on, he was only commanded to be insolent in relationship to the sending of the Jewish people. That was earlier on, 7:15, when it says in the Pasuk, V'nitzafta v'klosu al tzfas ha'or, that's talking about the beginning of the Makkos. But over here, it says, V'yetze v'chori av, so he goes out with chori av, so we're understanding that everything connected to Makkos b'chorois has to be v'chori av, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is still Kadosh Baruch Hu continued in Vua, from the fact that Hashem continued in Vua means he's not seeing Paro's face. If it's not Paro's face, that means that he's not the king anymore. That means there has to be a special Yachas of Zilzul, that he has to be Mezalzel, and he's not the king. He doesn't deserve the same as HaMalchus. So that's everything related to Makas Bechoros. That's where Hashem is giving him this command, and he's telling him to stay around. And in Mela, it makes sense that he gave him a stira aspanim, and that's not a stira to Lom Tamas Malchus Alecha. It says, V'yardu kol v'decha eila, that's not connected to Makas Bechoros. But anything connected to Makas Bechoros, that there he should show Paro insolence. There he should show Paro that chutzpah, you're not king anymore. You lost your face. So, only when it says, V'yardu kol v'decha eila, that's not connected to Makas Bechoros, there, you have to show Emes Malchus. Otherwise, here, there's no room for Emes Malchus. The dvarim hayu niflay me'od ve'amuki me'od. Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya hakol ba'al mekomo b'shalom. Psukim v'agimara v'arashis. So hope everything was clear. And if anybody didn't understand, so you're always invited to this year and any year to contact me and maybe I'll be able to explain better. But the yisod ha'dvarim is that he didn't see Paro's face again. It's because it wasn't the same power. This is Elba Paro. Paro didn't lost face. So Mela, that would allow him to give him the Stiras Lechi, slapping him in the face, leaving the Chol Yaf. Hashem was showing him, you stay around. You're only going to leave later, but right now you stay around. And therefore he's allowed to have the Chol Yaf, and even a Stiras Panim, because that shows that it shows that Paro doesn't have the same face. It's not the same Paro. And the only kasha of the Gemara was that if, how can you give him a slap in the face? If earlier on he was commanded to not give kavod, to be memayit bezilzul. So the Gemara says, no, earlier on he wasn't commanded to give kavod. So he doesn't have to be memayit bezilzul. That there's Amos Malchus that doesn't apply to anything related to Makas Bechoros. No, I call Kafter Referach, Ubisiyata Dishmaya, Ishlanu Od, our parish's bow, we have more to say for the rest of history, you know what I mean? So, God, you just give us life and health and alikat Zachim. So, thank you so, so much for listening. We have an exciting year coming up, and there's Hashem, many more to come. Thank you, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.